You're with SBS Radio.
SBS Radio.
Michelle Rennex is a graduate from University of New South Wales and a lifestyle producer from BuzzFeed. Being a mixed race, she did an article discussing her lived experience of having a Filipino mother and an Australian father in Sydney. What are the stereotypes she faced growing up, and how was she able to cope with it? What would be the best thing about having a Filipino mom? To answer these questions, she's here with us today. Hi, Michelle. Grateful to have you with us in our program.
Hi, it's very good to talk to you.
This is what life is like when people think you're the child of a male order bride. Tells the story of your seven-year-old self. So can you share it to our listeners?
Yeah, so basically when I was younger and growing up, a lot of the time when I was holding my parents' hands crossing the street, I would get a lot of looks from people. And as I transitioned into primary school, those looks from random people that I didn't know turned into looks from people's parents and from even people on the schoolyard. So I knew I was different, but when I was younger, I didn't quite exactly know what it was.
What were the stereotypes you struggled with?
So a lot of the time, the stereotypes that I would find was if you ever told someone that you were half Filipino, they automatically would assume that your mother had to be the Filipino one. And, you know, whenever you would say, oh, yeah, I'm Filipino, I'm half Filipino, it would always, you'd get this kind of reaction that was like, oh. And it was just in the tone that they said it. It really kind of reflected that there was something different. But being so young, you don't realize, and it's not until you get older. I remember one time I had a family friend who's like me. Her mother was Filipino, her dad's Australian. And someone had asked her, like, oh, so your mum's Filipino and your dad's Australian. And she cut them off and just said, oh, but it's different. My parents are actually in love. And it kind of made me think, and I was like, why do you have to say actually in love? Like, are my parents not in love? Because it's the same kind of dynamic. And that kind of is what pushed me as I got older to kind of discover what all of this actually meant and what prejudices I faced.
When you were young, especially that you have to, you know, adjust with your classmates, your friends, did it ever come to a point when you hated your mother?
No. See, even though I faced these things, I always knew it wasn't something to be ashamed of.
Okay.
And I did have a moment where, you know, I was like, why do I have this? Maybe my parents don't love each other, or, you know, maybe what everyone says is true. But then all I had to do was look at my parents and say, no. My mom, you know, if my mom was with my dad for the money, where's all the money that everyone says she's there for? Because I've seen that life, you know? So never would I turn and blame my mother for something like that. You know, she didn't do anything bad by choosing to come to Australia with my dad. You know, she saw a better life. She was offered a better life, and she took it. And I'm grateful, because without it, I wouldn't be here.
You saw the love between your father and mother, right?
Yeah. I think a lot of the time, the issue is what people have seen in the media of, you know, Asian women with white men, that kind of third world and first world sort of thing. A lot of people just see the outside, which is, you know, they think they're there for money, or they think they're there for a visa, or they think they're there because, you know, the man could buy the woman, but they don't ever see what actually happens at home, which is so many people like me who are mixed race. You know, you see it at home, you see the love, and you see the dynamic, and you see all the stuff that, you know, no one else has access to. And I felt like by writing this, I could kind of give a glimpse into what it actually was like to people who don't have that experience.
So, Michelle, you mentioned the narrative in your article of Rose Hancock and the character of Cynthia from The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. So this have impacted the society's views about having a Filipino mother married to a Caucasian in Australia. So how do you want to deconstruct this narrative? What would be the story you want to construct now?
So for me, I'm only 23. So when the whole Rose Hancock thing happened, I was quite young and I didn't know. But recently, I think it was last year, actually, they did a life series of it. And I saw it for the first time, you know. mm-hmm. How people treated this character in this series, and I knew it was based on real life, and I was like, that's like not right. And I know you expect people to think the best in people and to mind their business pretty much,
mm-hmm.
but in today's world, even still, it's not like that. And I just hoped by writing this that people could get a little bit of an insight into what it's actually like when you say these words that you think have no meaning,
mm-hmm.
you know, just a throwaway that's like, oh, your mum must be a gold digger, and you laugh it off and it might be a joke, but to the child in that relationship, yep. it really mm-hmm. makes them think.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I was like, if I write this, maybe one, it will help people who are like me, who have been in a similar situation and who can finally hear a voice, because before I wrote this, I researched, I Googled, and I tried to see if anyone had the same experience as me, and I could not find anything out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's not right. There are so many mixed race people in this world.
Mm-hmm.
There needs to be something that, you know, you can see. There just needs to be something that they can relate to and latch onto.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote this in the hopes of, one, having those kind of children, mixed race, having something to see, and also to kind of show the people who say those throwaway words that there's more to it. There's more than just what you see superficially.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked because I had people message me for months after I wrote this. Even yep. till today, they still
yeah,
message me.
And
they say, thank you so much for writing that. You know, I yeah. thought I was alone. Or, you know, I never noticed people doing that. But now reading it, I can reflect it. And the ones that got me the most were the people who messaged me and apologized.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm so sorry if I ever said that to you in the past. I didn't mean it. And then people who I know now, who I didn't know when I was a child, but
mm-hmm.
they had done the same to people like me. So they apologized to me on behalf of them.
Yeah.
And then they found mm-hmm. the people who they said those things to and apologized to them.
Very
and to
beautiful.
Me, that is, mm-hmm. that is, you know, the main goal of this. You know, I want people mm-hmm. to see, and I want people to be able to relate to it. And it worked. Yeah.
Yeah, really, it worked, right?
Yeah.
How did you feel about, you know, getting these apologies and as well as, you know, the support after you have written this article?
To me, it was very bittersweet because
mm-hmm.
I didn't write this with the intention of people coming to apologize to me, because I'm a strong person.
Yeah.
I let things roll off my back and I don't need apologies to continue my life, but it just really showed me that people can change once they see something that will make them change.
Mm-hmm.
Because without this, this wouldn't have given them the push to rethink of what they've done, and now they're not going to do it again because they know it has consequences.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, the ones that really touched my heart the most was my family. Like, my mom doesn't often, you know, it's a very Filipino thing. You don't often show praise
mm-hmm.
to you know, to your child's face, but behind their back, you really talk about them in such praise and such, and just so proud. And to me, hearing my mom talk to people and be so proud about what I had written,
mm-hmm.
really, you know, it really touched my heart. I cried because it made me think that I had done something. If mm-hmm. anything I had done in my life, I will always have this for my parents. And, like,
yep.
that's why the URL of my post, it's for my parents,
mm-hmm.
because it was for them.
Okay.
As much as it was for me and for the children like me,
mm-hmm.
it was for my parents.
Okay. So, yeah. Michelle, can we talk about your mom for now?
Yeah.
So, okay. So, along the way, while growing up, what has been the greatest revelation for you about your mother?
My mom is... Ooh, I'm emotional.
Sorry.
No,
make
fine.
It right. Yeah.
My mom and I have a very tricky kind of relationship. It's
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing of, you know, you see certain parents tell their kids, I love you all the time. And me,
mm-hmm.
to me, I never hear that from my mom
mm-hmm.
to my face. But she tells all my family and, you know, any family friends I have how proud she is of me.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And all that kind of thing. And, you know, it comes back to you and it warms your heart because
mm-hmm.
to me, I would rather her talk so much love and praise about me to other people than to say it to me, because it means she's so proud that she's
mm-hmm.
going on and telling other people. Like, she's proud that I'm her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud that she's my mother. I'm grateful. She's given me all that she can give me in life,
mm-hmm.
you know. I'm not a great cook, and I hope that she gives me all her recipes.
Oh, anyways, what is your favorite, like, Filipino food that your mom cooks?
Oh, it's hard. Like, honestly, everything that she cooks is just amazing because usually she'll text me because I still live at home. When I'm at work, she'll say, do you want white food or do you want Filipino food?
Oh, cool.
And she kind of just separates the two and gives me a menu. I think I like, it's really hard.
Adobo? Sinigang? Did she cook it for you?
They're good. I think my favorite is probably kare kare.
Kare kare, yeah. I love it.
Yeah,
well.
I think it's a very homely food. And to me, my mom makes the best. Everyone makes different, but my mom's my favorite.
What would be your favorite bonding moments with your mom?
Oh, that's hard. I think my favorite kind of moment with my mom, you know, we do fun things together and we watch movies and we go out to dinner and stuff. But I think my favorite is honestly just sitting at home with her because I'm not home very often. Although I live at home, I don't really see her that much. So when I'm just at home and it's just us watching a movie or talking about random things, or when, you know, her best friend comes and my best friend comes, we just sit in a circle all talking together. That really warms my heart, because when I think back and I think, what's my favorite moments with my mom, it's always those moments when we're just sitting at home in our pajamas
and talking, right?
Yeah, I think it's really important because, you know, you can go to a movie and you can go on holidays and all that kind of thing, but you remember the things, the small things. Like my favorite is when my grandma comes from the Philippines and, you know, she's at my house and it's my grandma, my mum and me. To me, that's my favorite because that's something that you're not guaranteed. You never know when you're going to have that again.
You're going to be a mother someday, but you're still young. You're only 23 years old.
Yeah.
But someday you will be a mother. So what are the qualities of your mom that you want to have as well?
My mom is one of the most selfless people I know. Although we don't have, you know, everything in the world, and growing up, we weren't, you know, we didn't have the most money and it was a bit of a struggle. She always made sure that, you know, I always had everything I needed.
Okay.
And I hope that's something that I can give to my child. I want to be as selfless as she is.
So what would be your message to your mom this Mother's Day? Can we name her Michelle?
Yeah, her name's Maria.
Okay, what would be your message to your mom, Maria, this Mother's Day?
Mom, I am thankful for everything that you've done for me. And even though we've had our fights and our moments, I hope one day I am at least a quarter of the person that you are. Yeah. And happy Mother's Day, and I love you.
It's very sweet, Michelle.
Thank you so much.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.